Stop number 13. This large photo shows water damage to Ross's negative. Yet through the damage, it reveals a scene of Jewish police escorting residents who are being deported from the Lodz ghetto. The side walls of this room are filled with painful scenes of residents being deported. Individuals, families with all their belongings, including bedding, huge crowds being led to mass deportation, groups at a train station boarding freight cars. These photographs exist only because of Ross's courageous and highly dangerous effort to document a deportation from the Lodz ghetto. Deportations began in 1942 and subsequently escalated. By August 1944, the Nazis had liquidated the ghetto, except for 877 residents who were left behind, including Henrik Ross and his wife Stefania. The ghetto was then liberated by the Russian army in January 1945. On the structure in the center of the room, you will see three earphones where you can listen to testimonies by survivors of the Lodz ghetto. These are first-hand audio accounts of the deportations. The testimonies are from the collection of the Museum of Jewish Heritage, a living memorial to the Holocaust. This museum houses more than 4,000 audio and video testimonies by Holocaust survivors, liberators, rescuers, World War II veterans, and many others. Your next stop is at the video playing at the end of this room.